Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am on the litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Special sitting of Parliament with focus on women's reservation and delimitation begins. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges consensus on women's reservation, says Nari Shakti must lead. Governor Nandkishore Yadav lauds unity, discipline and dedication of NCC cadets. And state expands wildlife management with new Doyang division. Now the news in detail. The extended budget session of the Parliament commenced today with a three-day special sitting. The Lok Sabha took up three key bills for consideration and passing. Union Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 and the Delimitation Bill 2026. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. Mr. Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the Constitution 131st Bill will ensure 33% reservation for women. He said the bill calls for increasing the total number of seats in the Lok Sabha by 50% to 815, with 272 seats reserved for women, while maintaining the relative strength of each state. He added that the 2011 census will be used for the exercise. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation but opposed linking it to delimitation. He said reservation should be based on the existing 543 seats in the Lok Sabha and urged the government to implement the reservation immediately. The discussion is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasised that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of the decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country and giving them due representation in the policy making is the need of the hour. Speaking in the Lok Sabha during the discussion on the three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, Mr. Modi stressed that the government wants the spirit of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas in policy making.
भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं है हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में सात अर्थ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने ये समय की मांग है
The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour as it will be beneficial for all and play a crucial role in shaping the direction and future of the country. Women leaders in Dimapur today resolved to support the passage of the Nari Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam, which proposes 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies by 2029. The resolution was adopted during a conference on the bill organized by BJP Mahila Morcha Nagaland. Speakers, including leaders of NPF and NPP Women Wings, described the bill as a major step towards women's empowerment and inclusive governance. BJP Mahila Morcha State President Sachola Rotrong said the bill belongs to all women and not any single party.
On the 16th April 2026, the Naga women's in general have resolved that we support the passing of this 33% women reservation in the parliament and the state assemblies.
Representatives from the Dimapur Municipal Council, tribal bodies and civil society groups also termed the bill as a step towards assured participation in shaping the future. The State Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change today inaugurated the Doyang Wildlife Division at the Wokha Forest Division Office. The division will cover Wokha, Mokokchung and Zinheboto districts to strengthen wildlife conservation and forest management. Speaking at the event, Minister C.L. John stressed on ecological balance. He said the new division will help address rising human-elephant conflict, adding that more staff would be deployed. Meanwhile, the Forest Utilization Office in Dimapur has been restructured as Mon Wildlife Division covering Mon and Longleng districts. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A 50-member team of National Cadet Corps NCC Nagaland, including officers, staff, associate NCC officers and cadets, were felicitated today by Governor Nandkishore Yadav at Lok Bhavan in Kohima for successfully scaling Mount Saramati. This marks the first ever expedition by NCC Nagaland to the state's highest peak. Speaking on the occasion, Governor Yadav expressed immense pride, stating that the achievement reflects the spirit of unity, discipline and dedication among the cadets. He also lauded the female participation, describing it as a strong example of women's empowerment.
I'm extremely pleased to know about the successful scaling of Saramati Peak by the NCC cadets of Nagaland along with their officers and staff on 19th March. It is very heartening to know about the participation of girls cadets and lady associate NCC officers in this adventure activity, which is a true reflection of women's capabilities and their empowerment.
The governor further highlighted various initiatives of NCC Nagaland, including vibrant village visits, disaster response training, and MOUs with NILIT and ICAR. He added that these will significantly contribute to promoting national integration as well as all-round personality and skill development of the cadets, preparing them for future employment. Mr. Yadav urged the cadets to uphold these values and contribute towards a harmonious and prosperous nation. Group Commander, NCC Group Kohima Brigadier Shantanu P. Menker has highlighted the significant progress of NCC Nagaland, saying the organization has evolved from humble beginnings to undertaking major initiatives. These include the Vibrant Village Program, training of 600 cadets under the Yuva Apada Mitra Scheme with SDRF, various national and regional camps, tracks and cultural activities. Addressing the NCC felicitation ceremony at Lok Bhavan today, he described the Mount Saramati expedition on March 19th as a landmark achievement in the history of NCC Nagaland. He also acknowledged the support of the state government and expressed confidence that the proposed NCC Training Academy in Nagaland will be transformative.
Grateful for the wholehearted support of the state government and the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, and in the coming years, establishment of the Training Academy in Nagaland, for which land has been allocated by the DYRS, will be a revolutionary step for ensuring all-round training and development of our cadets.
Brigadier Menker added that NCC cadets will play a key role in nation building and contribute towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. And a high-level district stakeholder consultation on Viksit Nagaland 2047 was held in Zinhebotu today, aimed at formulating a comprehensive development roadmap for the state. The consultation sought to gather inclusive multi-sectoral inputs to identify systemic gaps and set targets for the milestone years 2030, 2038 and 2047 with the goal of building a self-sufficient and sustainable Nagaland. Deputy Commissioner Dharamraj emphasized the need for inclusive and participatory approach for effective planning and called for enhanced powers for district-level administrations.
The HODs and the district administration, I think this is time that more responsibility and authority must be given to the field functionaries. There has to be some kind of decentralization of the powers. Because over the years, seeing the centralization of power, everything is being decided sitting in Kohima while they are not aware of the ground realities.
Discussions focus on inclusive budgeting for persons with disabilities, women and youth, and collaboration with Niti Aayog. Officials and representatives from civil society groups, educational institutes and church took part in the program. A similar consultation was held in Kifire, where participants shared recommendations and priorities, particularly for remote communities. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Special sitting of Parliament with focus on women's reservation and delimitation begins. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges consensus on women's reservation, says Nari Shakti must lead. Governor Nandkishore Yadav lauds unity, discipline and dedication of NCC cadets. And state expands wildlife management with new Doyang division. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.